Conservationists are praising President Joe Biden's selection to head the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Tracy Stone Manning is a Montanan and senior advisor for conservation policy at the National Wildlife Federation, who has worked with Senator John Tester's office, served as director of the Montana Department of Environmental Quality, and chief of staff of Governor Steve Bullock. Marsha Brownlee is program manager for Artemis Sportswomen Initiative at the Federation and has worked with Stone Manning for the past 3 years.
There's no doubt in my mind that she's the director the Bureau of Land Management absolutely needs right now to conserve, restore, and steward our public lands for all users. She's a hunter herself, and I've had many wonderful conversations about her time in the field as a hunter.
The BLM has not had a Senate-confirmed director since 2017. If confirmed, Stone Manning would be responsible for managing 10,000 employees, 245 million surface acres of land, and the nation's onshore mineral estate. Montana Wildlife Federation Executive Director Frank Selassie believes Stone Manning will bring a more balanced approach to management than under the Trump administration, which moved to prioritize oil and gas drilling on public lands. He says her nomination is important for everyone from hunters and anglers to timber companies.
Tracy, you know, is someone you work with when you want to get things done. And she has a long record of working with folks in every sector of our economy. So I guess the word I would use would be thrilled.
Brownlee says Stone Manning has helped solve hard conservation problems in the past, pointing to her work with the Clark Fork Coalition to clean up the largest Superfund site in the country.
She's got a proven track record of an ability to bring complicated and diverse interests to the table.
The BLM manages 8 million acres of land in Montana. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Eric Tegedoff.